Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration. This is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. And so let me welcome our star, Ada Marie.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know that I'm a star, but I can tell you, I do love to be able to share this information because if people will use it, it will work immediately.
Right. Well, we're all bright, shining stars.
Right.
As long as we let our light shine.
And as long as we know that the only thing you can do in life is positive action. There is no room for negative action in your life. And once that settles in your brain, your life will turn around immediately. So remember that every incident in your life is a learning tool. It may not be a good one, or it may be a good one. Whichever it is, it's a learning tool. A man just called a few minutes ago, and he said he found out that his friends that he worked with were plotting against him to get him fired.
Oh.
I said, what? He said, yeah. He said, I found that out. It was just, I accidentally found it out. I said, do him a favor. Go to your boss and resign. He said, what? I said, yeah. Go to your boss and resign. He said, I need a job. I said, don't worry, you'll have one. Just go in and tell your boss that you're going to resign, that the people aren't comfortable with you and you're resigning. Write you a check. And he was just dumbfounded, but I haven't heard back from him yet to see what he did. But I said, that will stop everything. And I'm waiting to hear from him. I'll probably hear from him tonight or tomorrow morning.
Uh-huh.
But you see, when there's a whole group of people that are walking against you, the thing for you to do is to do them a favor. Leave. And then they're stuck with all the answers they don't have that they were getting from you on the job, aren't they?
That's right.
Yeah. So I don't know what he's going to do, but I said, you just go in and resign.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told other people that, and when they've done that, my goodness, they had three or four jobs right away because other companies that knew about them liked them, and they just went to work for somebody else in a week.
Oh.
So that's a good thing.
Sure it is.
Yeah. I find it very interesting that people will cite against somebody who has been very good, has helped them, showed them how to do stuff on the job, and, you know, kind of saved their bacon, so to speak.
Yeah.
And then they want him out. Well, I said, go, quick, don't wait, just retire. And I'll probably hear from him tonight or tomorrow. But you see, if everything is siding against you for some reason, there has got to be a lot of jealousy there because they think they're afraid of you. So get out from under the jealousy and go forward.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because that's usually what it is. And anyway, that was what I just finished answering the phone for before my call came.
Oh.
So That was what we just did. I get a lot of calls from people all over the country and all over the world, for that matter, asking for simple answers. And basically, the answer is very simple. If everybody decides that they don't, that you've done enough and they don't want you anymore, leave them alone. They'll find out that they can't work by themselves because they don't know enough.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay.
So, think before you leap.
That's good advice.
Yes. So what's happening today?
Anything? Well, I guess we're going to talk about the topic you suggested, and that is inner being versus outer being.
Oh, yes. That's a good topic.
Mm-hmm. What would you have to say about that?
Well, you know, your inner being is very, I mean, within you, you have all the knowledge of all the lifetimes you've ever lived, which is more knowledge than you could use in 10 more lifetimes. So when you have little instinctual hunches or little things that come to you and you don't know what to do with them, the secret is to write them down, because if they're coming to you, there's a reason, and eventually, after a period of time, you'll know why you were given that information, and you'll be able to use it very, very well. Now, a lot of people say, well, I don't want to get in trouble. I say, well, you can get in trouble if you simply answer a question. You know, don't take over the shop. Just fill in the spaces where they need help. And what a lot of people do is they'll go in and try to redo the shop and try to change the people's energy and attitude, and that is wrong.
Mm.
Many of those people have been there a long time, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So we want people to kind of use their head for something beside a hat rack.
Well, when you talk about inner being, exactly what do you mean, honey?
When I'm talking about my inner being, I'm talking about the energy that I feel, the feeling that I have within me when I'm doing something, when I'm talking to someone, I'm doing a show. The inner being in me is peaceful and joyous and very, very happy to be able to answer a question or share a piece of information. And, you know, always I'm coming up with another thing, like the person putting their feet in the tomatoes to take away the pain. I mean, all kinds of stuff come. And it's very amazing how much it can help people if they use it. It don't matter to me if they use it or not, but if I can offer that help and that instinct, that information, then I'm happy.
Now, would that include things like intuition and empathy?
Pardon?
Would that include things like intuition and empathy?
Absolutely it does. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
When you have an intuitive thing that has been given you, there's a reason. And you'll probably find out shortly somebody who needs that information. I mean, I always do. It's there to share. And the more you share of it, the more you receive.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and you share again and again.
Well, what do you mean by outer being?
Your outer being is that which the public sees.
Okay.
What they see when they look at you. You know, if you're walking on the street, you can look at the people passing by, and you can see people whose faces is crabby, angry, hurt, tired, just not content with their life. And then you can also see people who are smiling and happy and looking around and nod at you, whether they know you or not, or speak to you. There's all kinds of people.
Yes.
The people who are the healthiest and strongest are the people who are looking about and smiling and nodding at you, whether they know you or not, and being grateful for the day, whatever the day is. Now, a lot of people could do very well if they looked out at the day and said, this is a beautiful day, and I'm going to make the most of it instead of, oh my goodness, another day, I got to go to work. And they're already depressed when they say it.
Right.
So that doesn't make the day good.
No, that gets back to the idea that we need to make things positive for ourselves.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Make it positive. Make it good. And when you see something that you can laugh a little bit at, then laugh. I recently kept asking and asking for someone to get me a CD of laughter, because they do have them. They have them in the, what do they call the stores? They have them in the, where you buy records and stuff.
Yeah, a music store.
Yeah, in a music store. And I said to people, just get one of those and play it in the morning or afternoon or maybe at the end of a hard day. Just turn it on and you'll fall asleep listening to it. It'll be good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, finally, after me croaking about it for a year, I finally have had a number of people in the last month since a big full moon call me up and tell me that in order to get through that time when things were really difficult, they dug up their music and their laughter, and they started playing it. And the next thing they knew, everybody was buying it and playing it. So it does help raise your vibration enough that you can do other things, and they're easy because your vibration has been lifted out of the doldrums, so to speak.
Mm. Let's talk a little bit about vibration. I think that's a concept that some people aren't familiar with and very important if we're going to be able to attract things to us that are positive.
If we don't have a positive vibration and you want. My grandma used to say, you can go wanting your whole life and you'll never get there. If you are going to receive something, you have to prepare to receive it, and you have to prepare to receive it in a manner that you have someone to share it with so that you can really appreciate it and use it. So, in that being said, by the time you have something you want, instead of going wanting, you better look around for somebody who might be interested in what you want.
Right.
So that you can have somebody to talk to and be influenced by positively. And I don't know how many people will say, well, I'm sure you've heard this, I've always wanted to do this or this or this, and they haven't done it.
Well,
why didn't they do it?
People need to act on those.
Because they didn't take the initiative to do it.
That's right. That's right. And then it never will be accomplished.
No, it won't.
And it'll just be something that will nag at the person, wondering why this has never happened. Because,
and they'll make themselves sick.
Yeah, they haven't pursued it. They need to pursue their dreams.
And if they don't pursue their dream, they're in trouble. So what happens is, if there's a little crooks in their dream that they have to overcome, something that has to be handled so that they can make it a positive thing, they don't handle it. They walk away and hide their head and feel sorry for themselves.
Mm.
And then they watch somebody else do something and say, oh, well, I got it finished. I'm real happy now. I did the work, and I'm happy I made my choice, and I'm doing fine. And when somebody calls, many people say, well, how are you today? And I always say, I'm fine, or I'm better than nothing. I'm doing good.
Yeah.
And so they laugh, you know.
Ada Marie, we do have a caller.
Okay.
I'd like to let the caller know that if you have a topic aside from a question that you'd like Ada Marie to address, she's willing to do that. So keep that in mind. And so I'm going to be going to area code 404, and I will bring you live. And you are live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Aishia.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
I'm Ashia.
Oh, Ashia, hi. How are you today?
Fine, how you doing?
Good. We're both doing fine.
Yes, we are.
Do you have a question for Ada Marie, Ashia?
Yes. My question is, I was trying to see about, like, when does she see me, like, working and being in a relationship?
You need to speak up a little bit, honey.
Yeah, I can't hear her.
Oh, I'm sorry. When does she see me working and, like, being in a relationship, like, finding someone?
Okay, she wonders when you see her working and getting into a relationship with someone.
Well, that's a big number, but if she chose to work, she could be working within a month. And as far as a relationship, I think that takes time and time to build. So I can't answer that question.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you said I could be, because I've been doing applications. So you said you do.
Pardon?
Me. I've been
She's
doing,
been doing
applications.
Good,
so you,
because
you
one of them will come through. And if you've been doing them within the last 2 weeks, you'll definitely have a job.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I really
Does that
want to
make
work
sense?
With... Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Good.
I really want to work with, you see anything with my schooling? I'm in a public speaking class, and, like, I get nervous every time. So is it, like, something I could do to, like, work on that? Like,
there certainly is.
That?
Mm-hmm. If you have learned your subject and you haven't memorized enough to talk, remember, as you're standing there, and my teacher told me this years ago, when you walk out on that stage, there isn't one person in that hall that knows what you're going to say. So you can't make a mistake, because if you're out there and you're happy and you're talking with enthusiasm, they'll never be able to even think you made a mistake, because you are giving them a very wonderful subject to think about. Now, if you go out there nervous and frightened and your voice is quivering, nobody's going to listen in the first place, and in the second place, it's not going to be a good talk, right?
Right, yes, ma'am.
So while you're at home in front of the mirror, walk in that room with that mirror and say hello, or any way you want to address them, but say something joyful, and then talk about your topic.
Okay.
Because nobody knows what you're going to say till you say it.
Right, you're right.
And that was the biggest lesson I ever got in speaking.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I know a lot of people that have said the same thing when they went to speech classes, and they were told to know their subject well so they could talk about it and go into it. And remember that nobody in that audience has a clue what words you're going to use. And that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense to everybody.
Right. You're right. You're right. So I just got to get away the nervousness when I step up.
Well, you won't be nervous if you realize they don't have a clue.
Right.
What you're telling them is new to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
All right.
Just be sure to smile and look out there and say something wonderful to greet them. Greet them with a wonderful smile and some very nice thing to say to all of them. You're glad they're there. Whatever. You can come up with something.
And humor is good. If you can think of some humorous things to say, that really engages your audience.
Immediately.
Right. Okay.
So
okay.
Get out some of those books and look them over and find some statements in the books that you can just use a statement to say something. And that'll set you up for the whole talk, and everything will be good.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, thank y'all.
You're welcome. Get one of those books out with where people have written things to begin and start and talk during a talk, and you'll find a lot of little short statements you can use that lift up everybody's energy, and they're happy to hear it.
Okay.
Is that
I
right?
Will. Yes, ma'am. Did you see anything else, like anything else with me?
Okay.
She wonders if you see anything else concerning her.
I see that she is very timid, and as soon as she finds statements that make people smile or laugh or clap their hands, that will disappear, and she will get her confidence that she needs to be able to be a speaker.
Okay.
But she's very timid, actually, very, very shy. Right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Where did she go?
Yes, ma'am, I am. I am shy. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So get over there and talk to that mirror as if you got 100 people behind in front of you. Okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Because they don't know what
Thank
you're
you.
Going to say either. Neither does the mirror.
Right. Yeah, you're
Makes
right.
perfect sense.
You're right. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
Right?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yep.
She's not answering me. Where'd she go?
She said yes. She agreed with you.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah. Is that it, Ashia?
Yeah. Just the job and, just mainly job
it's
and relationship.
It's coming, honey. It's coming. I would say by April you'll have a job.
Okay, so by April. I'm going to have a job.
Yeah.
And with my college,
just keep
you
working
see me graduating?
You'll
keep working at it?
You'll walk into a place and it'll be just the right place.
Okay.
You're wondering if she sees you graduating?
Yes, from college.
Is she graduating?
Go ahead, Ashia.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't understand.
Did you see me graduating? I'm in college now. Did you see me graduating and, like, working in my field?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Excellent. Okay. I'm in, like, a 2 year.
That came very quickly, actually. I couldn't quite make out what she was saying. It was too soft for me to hear it.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're all right, honey. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
We got through it.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling, Ashia.
No, thank you. Thanks for answering my call.
You're welcome.
Right. Yeah, have a
okay,
good day.
Okay. You too.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, we do have another caller from area code 347. What is your first name, please? Area code 347,
hello?
Are you muted?
Hi, hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Latima? No, Latima is with an L, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, what's your question?
It's my relationship. My partner, I'm going through something with. Like, he has anger issues, and I just want to see, like, if it's the best thing for me to walk away, or should I just stick it out with him?
She wonders if she should stick it out with her partner or not, Ada Marie.
No. Excuse me. That came very quickly. In fact, it bounced out of my mouth. She can have a much better partner.
Oh, wow. Do you see someone else new coming in?
Do you see someone new coming in, Ada Marie?
Yeah, I see several new people available. But she has been kind of blindsided by this guy, and she needs to drop him and let some happy person come in. You know, somebody who's friendly and joyful and enjoys her company as I keep telling her what to do.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
See?
Mm-hmm.
And you're too good of a person to be putting up with that nonsense. You don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
You need to walk equally with someone, you know. And you don't need to change for somebody. You're fine just like you are. So go find yourself a new partner.
Well, okay.
Okay.
Thanks for the advice.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Take care and God bless.
I couldn't hear her.
I know, it was difficult. She was a little muffled.
Yeah.
But at any rate, I'm going to ask Ashia if she has a topic she'd like to hear you discuss.
Okay.
She's still on the line.
Good.
Hi, Ashia.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Is there a topic you'd like to hear Ada Marie discuss?
Yes, I want to know, like, how do you manifest stuff into your life, stuff to happen?
Oh, that's a
like,
good one.
Like, when you're meditating. Yeah. And like,
yeah.
Because when I concentrate, it's like my mind is always thinking. I can't stay on one topic. So I want to know, like, how do you manifest stuff into your life?
Well, how you single yourself.
How do you
manifest
things into your life, Ada Marie?
Well, by concentrating on one thing that you have already looked at or studied or become aware of and that you will accept when you have concentrated on something and you like it or you think it works in your world, then you have to, and everybody has to do this, not just you, you have to accept what you have decided on and studied. And if you can't accept it completely, then you have to go on to another topic. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Somebody,
yes.
For example, somebody wants to be a public speaker, and they have a lot of little things that bother them about public speaking, but if they don't work to overcome those things and get with someone who is a good public speaker and can help answer those questions and show them how to make a change, then they're never going to be good at public speaking, because there are everything in life has certain protocol that can be better or better or better or not good all the way down the same. So if you, for instance, if you decided that you were going to be a guidance counselor in a school or wherever, and you knew a lot about the counseling, you were aware of it, you'd had enough years of experience to be able to know you could do it. So you go in, and you get the job, and you do your work, and maybe one person will disagree with you, but then you let them disagree. Be sure to hear them out, and then say, well, my experience is this and this and this, and if that person has the ingenuity to be able to overcome these two little steps, they will be very good at what they're doing, and be able to stand up for what you believe and what you have taught. That's very important, because the person that you're working with, they're trusting you. They're believing that what you say is correct, right? So you have to back yourself up and say, if you do this and this and add that or take out that and add something else, you can become good at what you want to do. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Believe in what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what if you want to manifest a partner, Ada Marie? Because that was Ashia's, one of her questions earlier in the program.
Yeah.
What are the steps you can take to manifest a new partner?
Oh, the best step you can take is to be aware, be willing to listen. And to be aware of the person, their attitude, the kind of things they like, that you share the same kind of you know, share the same kind of things you enjoy, you will manifest a person if you are always content and peaceful and are able to say, well, this is what I think and this is how I would do it. And when you're sharing directly with someone, that's how you find a person that you will gravitate to somebody, because if it isn't quite right with them, they'll tell somebody else about you and how you like to do this and this and this. You see, what you're doing is you're giving some information that will help you to find the right person, even if it isn't the first or second time. It might be the 10th time. But that person will, people will know that you enjoy this and this and this, and they will be aware that, you know, you're a fine person. You're not, angry, or you're not, you're not pushing people around, or you're not being pushed around either.
Right.
Now, you often,
I think it's important that you stand your ground and always be what you say you are, because once you change in midfield, then you're going to lose people because they're going to think that you don't stand up for anything.
Right.
Now, you've suggested that people write out all the qualities that they're looking for in a person.
I do suggest that. And I also suggest that they read it several times and maybe write it over a dozen times until they get it just the way they want it. Now, if you have reasons to want somebody with a particular attitude, then you're going to have to be very careful when you write that out, because that's only one part of the person. The other part of the person is other things they're doing and saying and the kind of work they're doing. Everybody isn't just one-sided. Most everybody has 3 to 10 sides. This happy side, this sad side, this busy side, they're a workaholic side. No, they don't work. They like to let somebody else do the work. Blah, 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 blah. You see what I'm saying? There's a lot of options there when you start writing out something. So rewrite it until you get it the way you want it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's important.
Now, the
It's a job.
The,
but if you do it and do it well and honestly, you'll have a happy life. Mm-hmm.
Right. Ma'am. You're right.
Gia?
It's a job with 911 operator for the county that I live in. They hiring in May, and I was going to do the application. I was wondering, do you see me getting the job?
I think there will be about 4 applications for that job, and I don't know why there isn't more. But be real aware of the people you talk to and the kind of attitude they have, and be sure that's what you want to do.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
That's real important.
Right. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right about that.
Also, Shia?
Yes. Hello?
Are you all set, honey?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm all set.
Okay. Well, we're going to move on to another caller then. Thank you for suggesting
the
topic.
Yeah.
Okay. No, you're welcome. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, area code 917, you're live. What is your name?
What?
Hello, area code 917, what's your name?
Hello,
that's
yes,
strange.
My name is Tim. How are you doing today?
Hi, Tim. Good. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Maid of Marie, I was just wondering if you had any tips or if you saw any new job opening up for me in the near future.
I couldn't. It wasn't loud enough for me to hear it.
He wonders
if you
see any new job opening up for him in the near future.
Yes. Yes. Within 2.5 weeks, you'll have another job, and you'll love it.
Oh, okay. I'm related to here.
Yeah.
Okay. I heard on the show previously
he's
when you talked about writing. I'm a good worker. I'm just trying to get into a good job with some people who appreciate that.
They do.
Got it. Okay. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Ada.
Thank you, Tim.
Sure.
Well, Ada, we have 25 minutes left. What would you like to talk about now?
Well, you know, let's just say this about getting a job. Everybody has to have work. That's true. We do have to do that. But what we have to realize is that we can't always start out with the job we want. If we get in a company, we can't start where we want to start, but we can start and work our way up, right?
That's right.
And in order to do that, you have to have good skills and a happy countenance and be willing to do everything that has to be done to make the job work and walk well in the company.
That makes sense.
That's a necessity, because today a lot of these young people think all they got to do is get the job and go through the preliminary and then collect a check. They don't think it's important to do a good job and have good rapport with the people they work with, but those are very necessary parts of the job.
True.
So they should be concentrating on that.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel when we were young and getting a job, man, they could fire you in a New York minute if somebody didn't like you. But you had to really work to be good at what you did and also to get along with everybody. It was part of the job.
Mm-hmm.
So I think now there's somebody said that they hire you, but they can't fire you for 90 days or something. And I said, that's ridiculous. They could hire somebody and they're a deadbeat and the whole company goes sour because of some deadbeat. They should be able to fire them.
Right.
I think. And that's my opinion.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also think that when people go for a job, they should be very honest about what they can and can't do. Because they'll say, oh, that's okay, I can do that, I can do that. And then come to find out they don't know straight up about it. And that's not good.
No, it's not.
So there are just a lot of things that are different than they used to be 25, 30 years ago.
Times have changed, that's for sure.
Yes, they have.
Mm-hmm.
Not good.
No, not necessarily for the better. That's
No.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah.
Well, what do you see for the future? Do you see that things will improve?
I believe they will, and of course I'm an optimist, but I believe that if people are, you know, not really sharp, they're not really good, they don't really they want to kind of slide backward. I think if the people around them who have to work with them stand up to them and say, look, either work or leave, one or the other. Because the people you work with have a great influence on where you work, I'm telling you.
That's true.
That hasn't changed in 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
They either like you because you do a good job or they don't like you because you're lazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact. Are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing with you on everything you're saying.
Yeah, because it's true. And I certainly don't go to apply for work. I went to there's another show coming up, and I went to put an interview in to talk to the lady about it, and the first thing she said to me, she said, you know, you must have grew up in the Midwest. And I said, well, I grew up on a farm in Montana. She said, because if you say something, you're going to do it. And I hadn't even told her, if I give my word, I'll keep it. She just said, when you say something, I can tell by the tone of your voice and your countenance that that's what you're going to do. So I know that I'm not going to be wandering around to find out what you're doing, because you're going to be there doing it.
Right.
And I thought that was a nice compliment.
And that is a nice compliment, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's true. Whenever I gave my word, I stayed and did it no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I had to live with it. I think that kids today are not raised well enough to be able to take responsibility for their word.
I think that's
a lot of the problem.
I think that's the case in a lot of situations, yes.
Yeah, because somebody's feeling sorry for them. Nobody felt sorry for us.
Right. That's right.
They expected what we said we could do, and we better do it.
Right.
And you have a good sense of well-being that way, you know,
mm-hmm.
because you know you can do it.
Right.
So I really don't know what people expect when they go to work. I know a lot of them expect a paycheck, but what are they going to do for it?
Exactly. Yeah.
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 So if somebody was strong enough to call them on the carpet, they wouldn't last long.
Mm-hmm.
And so but things have changed. People are different. I don't think for the better always, but they're different.
Yeah, they are.
Yep.
Times certainly have changed.
Yep.
Well,
although I'm glad we grew up when we did, because we have a sense of pride about ourselves and our work.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's very important for anybody.
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very necessary. So,
well,
I talk to people on the phone all the time. They call up and they ask questions, and you know, they're asking what they need to do to be accepted. And I said, if your depends on your acceptance, are you taking a job? What are you doing? You know, and they want a job, but they don't want to do this. And I said, if you don't want to wash windows, don't take the job.
There you go.
If you don't want to scrub floors and that's part of the protocol, don't take the job. Well, you can't get a job, I said, then you won't have one, will you?
Right.
When you decide to do what the job requires, then you can take the job. They said, well, you're kind of hard on people. I said, I'm not hard on people. These jobs have to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not. A spade's a spade, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And that's how I tell them.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't going to hurt them. One lady said, do you really think that I have to scrub floors? And the woman said, well, do you see the floors? Do they look like they've been scrubbed? And she said, yes. She said, well, she said, you want to know how it happens? People like you that come here to work. So she didn't take the job.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Right, right. Well, I can't think of anything else to talk about. Can you?
Offhand, I'm going to tell you there is something to talk about. We've gone through a real cold spell, and this year the cold spell has been very difficult. And a lot of people across the country have had trouble with their health. And I have to say, the piece of information that I've given everybody that has called me about the weather was to get to bed early, sleep soundly, get up and drink a glass of water and something to eat or drink before you leave the house. You've got to get your body. The motor has to start running. If you get in the car in the morning and you don't turn on the key, guess what?
You're not going anywhere.
Well, you've got to do the same thing with the body.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to drink something warm, or you've got to drink whatever your body likes, something cold. You need to eat a piece of bread or a cracker before you go out in the cold weather, and you'll be able to get through it, and you'll be able to have energy. But if you just fool around and don't take care of yourself, you're not going to have a job, and you're not going to have energy to have a job.
Right.
So I'm telling you people, you young people especially, when your mother says you better eat a piece of toast before you leave, eat that piece of toast, because by the time you get to work, you might have wished you'd eaten two of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that goes without saying.
Yes.
And I really feel like a lot of people don't do those things, and then they get sick from not doing it, and then they wonder why they're sick. But common sense tells you that in cold weather, you have to eat, and you have to dress warm, and you have to keep your mouth shut so you don't inhale all that cold air.
Well, if we all practice common sense, we would be doing a lot better.
Right. Just a little common sense. The price is right. You don't have to pay for it. Nobody puts a penny in the jar for you to shut your mouth so you can walk to work with your mouth shut.
Right.
So, again, a lot of things could be just common sense if people just used it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what's missing in some cases.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the mothers are too young to be mothers to know to do that. And if they didn't like to do it when they were kids, they wouldn't have their kids do it. So they end up with kids in a doctor's office with a cold or with a flu or with whatever. But it wouldn't have to be that way.
Right.
A little common sense would work.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I think that's a good note to end on. What do you think?
I hope so.
All right.
Because it really works.
Yeah.
Are we at the end of the hour already?
Well, we have more time if there's more you'd like to talk about, but we don't have any callers.
Yeah, so that's funny. Of course, people are working now since they've been gone through this winter thing. That might be what the problem is.
Right.
Or maybe they don't like what I'm saying, do you think?
No, I think that maybe part of the problem is that we're on every week, and maybe we should think about doing it every other week. I don't know. But let's keep it on the schedule for now and see how it goes.
Okay, we'll do that, because it is good. I mean, we do give them helpful information.
Yes.
And that's what's important.
Right.
So we'll do that. So I'll be here tomorrow.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good night.
Okay. You have a good weekend.
I will, you do.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.